Good morning, everyone. Greetings in Jesus' name this morning. Good to be in the house of God with the people of God and the Word of God. Draw closer to our Lord Jesus, we trust. Deeper, deeper, we just sang a bit ago. If that's the desire and wish that we came to God's house this morning, we believe God will accomplish that in our hearts. I often like to take notice of the song, of the verses that are given with the songs that we sing. John 10:10 was with the song Deeper, Deeper. And it said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Are you experiencing that abundant life in Jesus this morning? Trust that we are. Every provision has been made. And then we sang, Shine, Jesus, shine. If we are experiencing that abundant life, we will then be shining for him in our daily lives. Well, it's good to be with you this morning here in this place. God's blessing on you as your darer to let a testimony and light shine in this community. My apologies for my voice this morning. I guess I'm fighting some of that common cold that's around. Pray that God would give us voice to share what we have here this morning for us. Title of this morning's message is Not I, but Christ in Me. Not I, but Christ in Me. With Christ in our lives, it brought a transformation. If you come to know Jesus this morning, he has brought a transforming change to your life. We are no longer pursuing the things that we used to pursue. Selfish interests, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. They are of the world, and the world's going to pass away, and all those things are going to pass away. But the Word of God and those who commit their lives to Him will live eternally with Him. Not I, but Christ in me. If you would like to have a text verse, I would choose Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, which says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. In Christ this morning, we have life. But in order for him to have control of our life, we need to crucify self as Jesus was crucified on the cross. It is no more me, but it is Christ. That was Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 2. For I determined, this is the Apostle Paul speaking, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. The message this morning is about Jesus and exalting him in our lives. Not I, but Christ in me. John chapter 3 and verse 30, the words of John, he simply says, He must increase, I must decrease. Less of me and more of Christ. Is that the testimony of your life? If that is our desire this morning, and we are crucified with him, we are no longer living, but Christ is living in us. And the life we are now living, we live by the faith of him who gave himself for us, and we've dedicated our lives to him. If we are going to be a true testimony for God and for our Lord Jesus Christ this morning, it's going to be because of his presence in our lives, our dedication to him, and our passion to live lives acceptable to him in purity and holiness. We are not citizens of this world in which we are presently living. We are ambassadors for Christ, leaving a testimony for him. The character of the person we are, or we are known to be, is it Christ in me? Those with whom you come in contact, those with whom you work from day to day, is their testimony that he is a man of God. He is the light of Jesus, the inspiration of Jesus. When I'm around him, when I'm around her. It's the light and life of Jesus that they testify and that they can see. That needs to be the testimony that flows from the life of every child of God, and I believe will if we are truly dedicated to him in our lives. 15 easy points this morning. Don't let that alarm you. We'll move right through them, and we'll hopefully have you out of here in the normal time you're used to dismissing. Not I, but Christ in me. Point one, Christ is my redemption. Christ is our redemption. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must or can be saved. It's not anything that I can do, not by works of righteousness, which I have done, but according to his mercy, and he saved us. In him we have redemption. Romans chapter 3 and verse 24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Redemption is only made possible in Christ Jesus this morning. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must or can be saved. He is the only route of salvation, the only road to salvation, the only path to God. No other name, no other salvation is possible. Titus chapter 3 and verse 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he has saved us. May we respond as the psalmist, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will rejoice in his salvation and walk in his ways. Point number two, he is my righteousness. He is my power and presence that helps me to live a righteous life. Righteousness has been defined as right living. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That according, verse 31, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. This morning we are not glorying in ourselves. Not I, but Christ in me. What we are this morning as children of God is through Jesus Christ in our lives. Be mindful of that as you live your life. It's not about Jim, John, Mark, Peter, Paul, whatever your name is this morning. It's Christ in me, shining forth from our lives as the children of God. Christ is made unto us, or presented, he is presented as the source of wisdom, the source of righteousness, the source of sanctification, the source of redemption. Have you allowed him to work that work of redemption and righteousness in your life? Are you living a life of righteousness, a life of right living according to the scriptures this morning? The path that God would have you walk on. Is that the light and testimony is flowing forth from your life? Not I, but it's Christ working in my heart and being revealed through my life. Christ in me. Point number three, he is my joy. He is my joy. John 15, verse 11, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. Are you experiencing the fullness of joy that God, through Christ Jesus, wants to give and does give to those who commit their life to him, who allow themselves to be crucified and stop pursuing the things of this world and give their hearts and lives to Jesus? Then we can experience that fullness of joy. Trueness and joy is only in Christ. Christ in me, the joy of living. Do I show that joy? Do I express that joy? Are you a happy people? Are you a happy person? I believe the child of God should have a radiance. If we truly have Jesus in our hearts and we're committed to him this morning, the joy of the Lord will flow from our lives. My cup runneth over with J-O-Y, the children sing, and we sing along with them. Is your cup running over with joy? The joy of Jesus this morning. It's not because I can accomplish anything. Not I, but Christ in me brings joy. And fully surrender to Jesus and allow him to have his way in my life. And a daily, moment by moment recognition that he is the one who gives me the joy and the purpose of life. And it's for him that I am living. And it's for his coming back and the day that I can be with him for eternity. That is the motivation of our lives. If that is the motivation of our life and the thought of our life, it brings us joy now because we have abundant joy awaiting us that is beyond expression. He is my joy. Point number four, he is my freedom. Jesus brings freedom of life. Romans chapter 8 and verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. No condemnation. Freedom from condemnation, the guilt of sin, what we experienced in our past life. John chapter 8 and verse 36, if the Son sets you free, therefore shall set you free, ye shall be free indeed. Deliverance from the power and bondage of sin. Are we experiencing that this morning? Again, it's not by works of righteousness which we do, but it's according to his mercy, the provision of God through Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Freedom in Christ Jesus this morning. Not by my works. Not I, but Christ in me. Freedom. Point number five. Christ in me, the source of love. He is the source of love. John 13, verse 34. We are called on to love one another as he has loved us. The sacrifice of Jesus on the cross of Calvary is a level of love that we cannot comprehend. The Apostle Paul talks about Jesus leaving the glories of heaven, humbling himself and become obedient unto death, even the death of a cross. But through that death, we can have the results of that love is deliverance from sin. A new commandment I write unto you, that ye love one another. Are you showing forth the love of Christ in your life? Again, it's not in us humanly. It's not in any of us to naturally love as Christ loved, as God loved. But if Christ is in us, he is in our hearts, and we have the love of Jesus in our hearts, we will become men and women of compassion and love and reach out to people. And again, that's how we show the love of God and of Christ. We are to be little Christs in the world that we live in today. Jesus personally is not here anymore. It was important that he would go back and that the Holy Spirit would come, the Comforter would come and dwell in the heart and life of each believer. And as Jesus is in our hearts, the love that Jesus showed, the compassion that he had. You know, we read through the Gospels and we have the many accounts where he performed miracles of healing. He would come into a situation and he would look on a person and repeatedly, over and over again, it says, and he had compassion on them. What was it that drove him to have compassion on them? It was a love that he felt in their heart and his desire to see them lifted up and freed from their blindness or their crippled condition or whatever it is. And if we have the love of Jesus in our heart, that's how we ought to feel when we see people who don't know our Jesus. That's how we should feel in our hearts. It's not in me personally, but as Christ is in me. As Christ is in you this morning, that love then should flow from your life and bless and benefit others. Is Christ's love flowing from your and my heart and life this morning? Point number 6. Christ is my peace. He is our peace. John chapter 14 and verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We live in a world of uncertainty. We live our lives from day to day, not knowing what another day may bring. But as we are in God and committed to our Lord Jesus Christ, we live a life of peace. The peace that is poured out upon those who commit their life to Christ. Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. How? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace alone can come through Jesus Christ. Are you experiencing that peace? And what a difference it makes when we collectively in our homes experience the peace of God, the peace and presence of Jesus Christ collectively, then we have peaceful homes. When we have the peace of God individually as members in the body of Christ, if I personally am at peace with God, it is the foundation by which we have peace one with another. Praise his name. The blessing of peaceful relationships this morning. We know of, and I trust have not experienced, but we know of situations where there is not peace in the home and the disruption that it brings, the hard times that it brings. We know of situations where there's not peace in the brotherhood or in the church, and it's so sad. But this morning, it is God's will and desire that we be at peace ourselves with God, with one another, in our homes, in our churches, and in our communities, or wherever it might be. The blessing of peaceful relationships. Again, it's not in us. It's in us to want our own way. But in Christ Jesus, if he's in our hearts and in our lives, individually and collectively, we have peace. Point number 7, Christ is my hope. Christ is our only hope. We sing that song, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. He alone is our hope. Colossians 1 verse 27 talks about Christ in you, the hope of glory. Outside of Christ, there is no hope of glory. But in Christ, hope is made alive. It's real. It's built on the promises of his word. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Do you live a life of hope? A life of hope is a positive life. It's a very positive life. We talk sometimes about a hopeless situation. I hope you don't feel this morning like your life is a hopeless life. In Christ, we have hope. In Christ, we have hope this morning. But it's built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. There is no hope outside of God. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Point number 8. Christ in me is my source of power. He is our source of power. We go to Ephesians chapter 1, 19 and 20. Ephesians 1, 19 and 20. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him on the right hand, on his own right hand in the heavenly places. The resurrection of Jesus was the most magnificent demonstration of power that ever happened on this earth or ever will happen. And because of that resurrection power, we can have power in our personal lives. That was Ephesians 1, 19 and 20. His power was wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. And he then lives in our hearts and gives us a renewed power to live in victory. Don't be alarmed. He has overcome the world. Christ has overcome the world. And if we are in him, we can be overcomers this morning. Am I, are you, an overcomer? Not in me, not in I, but in Christ, we can be overcomers. In 1 John, he encourages the young men with the words that you're strong, the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one through the power of Jesus Christ. That's true for you women folks, you ladies as well. The word of God is abiding in you. You have power. We have power, overcoming power, staying power. Not in me, it's not in us. In us there is weakness and failure. But if Christ is in us, Christ in you, it's the power of God to work his will and have his way in your life. Point number 9. Christ in me is my source of guidance. He wants to be our guide. He wants to be our guide through the deepest valleys of life, whatever it might be that comes into our experience. And we don't know what purpose God always has in bringing some things into our lives that he does. But he wants us to recognize and submit ourselves to his sovereignty. We have a sovereign God. I was enjoying listening to the Sunday school lesson being taught and discussed this morning. You know, if we don't understand and resign ourselves to the sovereignty of God and commit ourselves to understanding that what he allows is for our eternal good and purpose, if we are at rest in him. And sometimes God allows dark valleys to be our experience. And it's in those dark valleys that we turn to him more fervently, isn't it? We don't always understand that. I took my thoughts to an old Southern gospel song we used to hear. When I thought I needed sunshine, the Lord sent a rain. When I thought I needed healing, I had my share of pain. I've been looking for a mountaintop, but a valley's all I see. Jesus always seems to know exactly what I need. He knows when the valley's deep, when I'm walking through the valley low, I'll be on my knees calling on him. There's no other place to go. And so we commit ourselves to the sovereign hand of God and allow even the valley experiences to draw us to him, to cry out to him. He wants to be our guide. John 14 and verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. God, Jesus, wants to be that guide. Again, it's not in us, but in Christ, it's Christ in us that wants to be and will be our guide. Point number 10. Christ in me is my source of light. There's no need to walk in darkness this morning. There's no need to stumble around and not know whither we are going. John chapter 8 and verse 12. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The light of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. An illuminated path is a desirable path to walk on. We've all tried to walk in the dark and stumbled over something or walked into something. That's not how we live our lives. In Christ, we walk a path that is illuminated. We don't need to walk in darkness. If we walk according to the course of this world, we will be walking in darkness. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. The world is full of darkness and evil, but in Christ Jesus there is light. To go your own path in life, a warning to young people and to anyone, to take the way of the world is to walk in darkness. And the end is departing and forever separated from Jesus, from God. Let's walk in the light of Jesus Christ this morning. Christ is our light. Point number 11. Christ is my shepherd. He wants to be your shepherd this morning. He wants to be your guide. John chapter 10, familiar passage. John chapter 10, 11 through 14. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. I'm glad this morning to have Jesus as my shepherd. Are you enjoying his shepherding in your life? A shepherd guides his sheep. His sheep follow him. He leads them into the paths of righteousness. He takes them to the pastures of green. He takes them to the still waters for refreshment. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and am known of mine. Do you have that personal acquaintance this morning with the good shepherd? Daily relationship with him. A sense of dependence on him for leading, for guiding, for directing your life. I referenced briefly a few phrases in Psalm 23. As we follow his leading, one of the phrases that stood out to me in relation to this, Psalm 23, is, I shall not want. Speaks of a life of contentment. Life in Christ this morning is a life of contentment. Let's dedicate ourselves to him that we can experience his fullest blessings. Point number 12. Christ in me is my companion. He is our companion. John chapter 15 and verse 15. Henceforth I call you not servants, but I call you friends. That's precious. To be a friend of Jesus, to be his companion. What do we gain from a companion? Or what's the idea or concept of a companion? Is someone that we're close to, that we're intimate with, that we have a relationship with. Companionship. In close companionship, companions in that close relationship are an influence on our lives. Do you have a close relationship, companion relationship with Jesus Christ this morning? That was John 15:15. I call you not servants, but I call you friends. Do you consider Jesus your nearest friend, your dearest friend? If you do, a close companion influences us, has a great influence on our life as we walk in him. Is he your companion this morning? Point number 13. Christ in me is my source of victory. He is our source of victory. John chapter 16 and verse 33. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That's victory, to overcome the world. The victory that he's talking about there and he wants us to experience in our lives is victory over sin, victory over temptation, victory over worldly lusts, victory over the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. In Jesus, Jesus in us, not in me, but in Christ, I live a life of victory above sin to his glory. God, through Christ, an indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, gives us the power and all that we need to be victorious. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it or be victorious over it. That's the promise of God this morning to each one of you, to each one of us. Victory. I already referenced a verse in 1 John where he encourages us to have the word of God abiding in us, through which we will have the power to be overcomers. The power is of God. It's not in our own strength. Not I, but Christ in me. Point number 14. In Christ, he is our all in all. He is everything to us. He is everything to us. He is the source of all things, of all power, of all glory. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 11. Christ is all and in all. He is everything to all people, all peoples, all nations. Everything is complete in him. There's no voids with God. There's no voids with Jesus. If we are in him, we can live a fulfilling life, a joyous life, a happy life, as we've been looking at them here this morning. He is everything to all people, regardless of race, financial status, and on the list it goes of how we compare people and compartmentalize people. In God, we are equal, and he has made all provision, and he can be all in all, everything to all people. And finally, point 15, in Christ, we have an eternal song. We have an eternal song. I enjoyed your singing here this morning. The people of God ought to have a song in their hearts and ought to flow from their lives. Some of us perhaps are more free to sing while we work. And there's places where that's appropriate and maybe not as appropriate. But there ought to at least be a song in your mind. May I put it that way? There ought to be at least a song in our minds, in our hearts. And it kind of connects with a life of joy, and a joy of a life of light, and the many other points we're looking at. This morning, we're talking about Christ in us and the difference that it makes. Has Christ made that difference in your and my heart and life? Is it flowing from me? Is it flowing from your life this morning? There's a song that we sing. I think the chorus, Lebanon Chorus, sang it one of the last sessions. It says, what gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. Jesus wants to be that to all people. Your deep and boundless peace. For this I hold, my hope is only Jesus, for my life is wholly bound to his. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing, all is mine, yet not I, but Christ in me. This morning, we have nothing to boast in ourselves. We have no strength. We are weak. We are lost. We would stumble through life. But in Christ alone, we can have victory and power and strength. Don't rely on your own strength. Commit your life to Christ. Allow yourself to be crucified with him. Galatians 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. May that be your testimony as you go forth from this place this morning. God bless you. Let's kneel for prayer.